After an unusually quiet homecoming weekend with Aberdeen Street under construction in the fall and students away for reading week, the infamous Aberdeen Street party returned with over 4,000 students celebrating St. Patrick's Day over the weekend. Nuisance parties were declared in various locations in the university district throughout the day on Saturday. Kingston Bylaw doled out a total of $34,000 in fines over the holiday, in addition to over $14,000 in tickets issued by Kingston Police, violations ranging from noise amplification to nuisance parties. Steve Mothersall with Kingston Licensing and Enforcement spoke with CFRC following the event. I was wondering if you could just speak to how this compares to 2024.
Yeah, I would say they're very similar in nature. We did see, I would say, an uptick in residential celebrations going on. And with the hosting of when we declared the nuisance parties at the residential areas, they had live bands, which was a bit different for this year as compared to last year. The street takeover for Aberdeen was a bit different this year based on some of the construction taking place on the north end, but I don't think it deterred from the number of students that were there. Last year, I think we had some significant weather. We had like flurries throughout the day, which usually makes the party end a little bit earlier, if that makes sense.
While it was a much busier weekend than homecoming in the fall and on par with previous St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the university district, Mothersall mentioned that each year continues to improve as Bylaw and Kingston Police have changed their approach. And aside from fines, how would you describe this year in comparison to past years?
I would say over the last few years, each year we've gotten better. It's gotten better and better. I know that the fines, you know, totaling just over $34,000 seems rather high, but realistically, it could be higher if we were to go to like a heavy-handed enforcement. But we try to take an approach of just keeping students safe and. You know, educating the folks leading up to the parties has been certainly beneficial as well.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.